views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bree.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you're listening to the Silver Gaia Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour to help you experience some enlightenment on the energy that's happening right now that we are shifting through that has been putting people in a tailspin. And I just want to tell you guys, hold on. It's going to be over next year. We're going to do better. Embrace it. Love yourselves. And, you know, what do you think, Steph? Let's keep going, huh?
Yeah, you got to embrace it and let some of it go.
Right.
Let some of it go.
Right. Because a lot of people are talking, it's karmic effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, you know, I had to look at some stuff, right? And then I just let it go. And it's like, wow, I feel better now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least for me, it's been that way. So today we have a really special guest, Dawn Skirman, a renowned psychic. And we'll be talking about the energy shifts and what's happening right now. And we're going to hear his point of view.
I think
it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, John.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're fine. I'm so happy you're here with us to discuss this.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
This is exciting.
I know, isn't it? I have fun on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like going, oh, we just need to have fun.
Yeah.
People get too serious sometimes, even with the energy shifts that are happening. So let's talk about
that. There's lots of them.
Lots
of them.
Right. So how are you handling the energy right now?
Well, just like everybody else, I have my things to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You know, this started last July. This isn't anything new. It's just been working its way, getting more and more and more powerful.
Right.
Everybody is going through a shift. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're whoever you are in the world, you're still going through a shift. And what this has done is this is activating the pineal gland.
Right.
And you know what that is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think we should explain that to the listeners about the pineal gland.
Right.
So if you want to explain that, great.
All right. So the pineal gland is the gland in the body that is being activated right now. And people will have noticed that their psychic intuitive abilities are coming up more and more and more. It's in the middle of the brain. If you were to go through your third eye and down through your crown chakra, where they meet is where your pineal gland is. It does many other things for the body. What I'm concerned about with helping people with is their intuitive psychic phenomena, if you want to call it that, and allowing that to flow more than it ever has before. Now, it started last July, and it'll end a year from now in November.
Okay. Wow.
So
what about all the activations that people have had before? Because I'm a natural born activator and I work with the pineal gland. And so we're activating, and it's a spiritual blueprint also. So is that shifting and changing with them? Because I know mine has.
Yes, it's changing with everybody.
Okay.
Now some of the effects that we may be feeling is being a little bit more tired than normal. This is your body getting used to the we're all being changed vibrationally on a cellular level.
Right.
That's part of this. And so, being a little bit more tired, requiring more sleep.
Correct.
Or, lack of, or, you know, having too much sleep and needing to get up and get running.
Right.
Eating habits have changed. Have you girls noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can't eat things that I used to eat. So I'm actually going, okay, this is going to be great because I need to drop a few pounds, right? And I'm honest, you know, 5 foot, 30 pounds is a lot of weight on a person like me, right? And I'm going, yeah. No, I can't eat different things, even like, you know, really good homemade, well, let's just say spaghetti that's homemade and everything. And I can't even eat that now. So it's like, I'd rather stay with water and really light things. So yeah, for me, that's really changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So another thing is friendships are changing.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not willing to put up with people of ego.
Right. Sorry to get us both to say that.
You know, those people that have really big egos, we don't want anything to do with them.
Right.
It's like, I'm moving on. I've got to deal with my stuff. The opportunity here is to work through karmic issues.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of it. It's family karma, personal karma, and past life karma.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious levels.
Uh-huh.
So what you were talking about, I believe, a little bit ago was about forgiveness, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it's about going through your life and forgiving yourself for certain situations.
Uh-huh.
So if you find yourself being stuck in one area, there's some karmic things that you need to be forgiven.
Right. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether physical, mental, emotional, you know, this lifetime, past lifetime, family lifetime, it's all about that kind of thing right now.
So when people are experiencing something in their past that comes up that they haven't thought for a while, they need to stop and go, huh, why am I thinking about this?
Right.
And if you're thinking about it, then there's something that needs to be done about it so you can release it.
Correct. And it can be instantaneous for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a meditation every morning, and if something comes up that I feel like I need to let go of, I'll just do it at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I ask for this lifetime, past lifetime, and family lifetime.
Yeah.
Because we're all karmically in this together, correct?
Right.
So there's a reason for all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And have you ladies noticed that since last March, April, that a lot more people are going through a lot more trauma?
Yes. Yeah.
That's part of it.
With mm-hmm. my clients, friends, family, it's like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. when are you going to stop? you know what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I've seen people's legs swelling, ankles swelling.
Right.
And, you know, for me, that's an indication that you're not moving forward in something in your life. And you're, go ahead.
So what do you think about that, John?
Well, you know, I can't remember the author who did that book about the body. Mm-hmm. But she says in there that if you have foot, leg problems, lower back problems, that's about holding on and not feeling supported by the universe. It's also about hanging on to old crap.
Right.
My terminology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're fine.
So
no,
I agree with you. I agree with you there.
Well, I have to tell you this, and I'm not going to bring it all out, but in the middle, in sleep state one night, I was actually showing some things that I was holding on to. And I didn't realize mm-hmm. I was holding on to it. I was like, okay, I need to let go now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, and it's instantaneous.
Right, and so I wake up, and then after I go through sleep state stuff, right, I wake up, and I was kind of grousy a couple days before. I asked my husband, he'll tell you, and it was like, all I can say is they were getting me ready for me to shift into the new energy that I had to shift into, right? And
correct.
And I was like going, okay, and now I'm like this happy little person right now saying, okay, all this. Yeah, but I have a question for you. Where I'm concerned, maybe, and other people are going through it too, is yesterday I was driving up to Bothell, and I start shifting as I'm driving, right? and my eyes start acting weird. And it's like, okay, why am I shifting? Stay in my body, consciousness, stay in. You know, is that happening with more people than, you know, I know that's happening a lot.
All over the planet,
Yeah.
People are, and it's, you know, it's not when you want it, it's when the body needs it.
Exactly. Right.
And a lot of times when we're driving, we're in a meditative state, and that's usually where it happens.
Right. And, you know, people ask me, how can you drive and see the things you see if you can't, you know, and stay in control of your car?
Right.
I can't explain it, but I know it works.
Well, you know, you're psychic, you're clairvoyant, blah, 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 blah. We all get little flashes. And that's what it's like. It's like a little flash, and you go, ah. Or you're shown a picture, or you're hearing a phrase, or you've got a feeling on something. That's, you know, all part of that.
For me, it was kind of almost like a small panic attack when the first time I was driving.
Right.
And I had to, no, not right now. There's no one else that can drive this vehicle, you know, and it stopped. But at the time it was happening, I was driving. I'm like, uh-uh, you can't do this. Not because I was getting dizzy.
Yeah, so, well, remember, we're the ones that are in control of the situation.
Yes.
Okay.
So but it's a good reminder, a good reminder that this needs to happen.
Right.
Right. So what would be the best way that you could think of somebody to accept it, embrace it, however they can, while they're driving, without hurting others and themselves?
Well, just what you did. Just say, I can't do it right now. I'll look at you in a minute.
Okay.
Or in a little bit.
Okay.
And then when you stop the car, close your eyes.
Right.
Go into that feeling and then move on with your day.
Okay. I like it.
I like it. You're like, and that's how I am. So that's great. Because it's kind of like,
you know, I always tell people to meditate first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Right.
And I do an hour meditation every morning. I don't care what goes on or what I've got to do. I'll get up an hour early or whatever I need to do that meditation, to find out what's going on with me and what I can do for my clients and maybe who's coming in or, you know. But, you know, a part of this is about instant manifestation.
Right. So, you know, hold on to that for a minute. We have to take a quick break. But let's talk about the instant manifestation when we come back, okay?
All right. Sounds
good. Okay, thanks. We'll take a break, and you'll be back with more Silver Guy Show.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Silver Guys Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to actually take some call-ins today, so I want to give the number out, 1-800-930-2819. So, John, back to manifestation.
Yeah.
What would
okay,
be...
Okay, so with manifestation, we create the negative and we create the positive by how we're thinking, feeling, and talking. And a lot of times it's going to be, we're getting closer to the ascension. We're going from the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension is what everybody's saying.
Right. Which is
so,
very,
which is very, what?
It's very true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the way we think about things, the way we feel about things, the way we talk about things, we're getting them. And I'm going to give you a, for instance, the other day I was, for about a month and a half, 2 months, I was thinking, I'm going to have to get rid of this car here pretty quick. It's going to be, it's time. It's got over 200,000 on it.
Right.
All right. I was driving up I-90 to the summit, and my timing belt went out.
Okay.
Which destroyed the engine. Mm-hmm. I wasn't planning on that. I was planning on trading it in on a new car.
Right.
But I got a new car. It may not be what I want right now, but it's what the universe has let me have for right at the moment. And we have to kind of go with the flow on that kind of stuff. But see how I manifested that?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Right.
So it wasn't really positive, but it came out all right.
Well, I think that's great, though. I mean, that's what the universe had planned for you. So I think that's a great way. Mm-hmm. It may not have been exactly what you wanted, but they brought what you needed.
Correct.
And so that's the one thing I'm always thankful for, no matter how it happens. We get from the universe what we're needed.
So we need to be specific about what we want.
Yes.
The only thing that we are not allowed to do is ask for somebody specifically to be in their lives.
Correct.
I have a lot of clients that ask me about Ronnie or ask me about Jimbo or whoever, mm-hmm. and they want them back in their lives. Well, the other person is just as much as a free choice as they are.
Right, right.
But these people obsess compulse about it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense to me. I'm just kind of wondering, on people that are doing that and they're wanting this person back in their lives and it's may not be in the highest best of the four spiritual parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Do they realize that?
Well, a lot of people once again are in the trauma drama of it. Oh, he loves me so much and I'm willing to do anything for him. And whether it was a good relationship or an abusive relationship, there was a reason that they left.
Right, right.
And why go back to the same thing? That karma is done.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So people are they're continuously reinventing their own karma by going back?
Correct.
Well,
correct.
Right.
Well, kind of, sort of, yes. If the karma isn't finished, it'll keep repeating itself. But once they've learned their lesson, then they will move forward.
Exactly. But in 2012 was supposed to be the end of the karma stages. Are they just recreating it then? They weren't done?
Well, a lot of people at that point in time weren't ready to look at their karma, were they?
No.
I guess not.
So part of this ascension stuff, to let go of the stuff that's holding us back, is letting it go.
Right. Mm-hmm. So an ascension in the fifth dimension that's happening right now, you know, we're raising our vibration and letting go of everything so we can raise into the fifth dimension, because six is just right behind it, you know. And we sit there and go, we say, you know, in a third dimensional world, we're sitting there numbering these all, right? So it's like the fourth light, the fifth light, the sixth light, you know, and it is a light. It's a doorway. And so when this is over and next year, you know, you got November. Some of us get different kind of areas, right? And, you know, the six is just right there. So people have to.
Well, now, wait a minute. I think we're giving the wrong impression. Just because next November 7th or the middle of November doesn't mean that we're all going to ascend.
No, not
necessarily.
All.
Correct.
Right.
So I don't want to give that impression out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, I heard on the radio the other day that the life expectancy now, right now, for people is 115.
Uh-huh.
That's a max that we can go for the physical body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it is the opportunity is there for you to continue to that point in time.
Uh-huh.
Or you can choose to ascend when it's your time.
Right.
And nobody knows that except for you. You already signed the contract with that one.
Mm-hmm.
But 115 sounds good to me.
Oh, no, that sounds good. I keep telling people, Stephanie, that I feel like I'm going to be here till I'm 98. You know, and I've said that for, last 4 years?
Oh, and then if your contract is up at 98, can't you go?
I can extend it.
Extend it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can extend it for however long you want to extend it.
And, you know, I want to be here a while longer and teaching and doing the work I do. So that would be great.
Well, what do you tell people?
I'm just too curious about what's going to happen. And I love helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. There's so
now,
many people.
I think.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's so many people that are that don't want to be here.
And
you
that's
know?
Well.
We need them here.
But here, now, this is where I have to kind of play an advocate here.
Okay.
Is. During this ascension, a lot of people are leaving the planet because
they're choosing to do it early.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Very
I agree
true.
With you.
And
there's
so
a lot of people that are leaving right now that are sick or have something going on, and it's for us. You know, it's sad, but we have to honor them for their decision to leave and honor their life while they were here.
Exactly. You know, I want to get back to manifestation. You know, it takes just takes the same energy to put into the bad that it does putting it into a good thought or a bad thought. It's just the same energy. So listeners, put it into the good.
Right.
It's the same energy.
Right.
And that's
it's the same energy. Yeah. It takes the same amount of energy to go either way.
Yes.
So you might as well put on a smile, put a smile on your face and go, okay, let's create this instead of, oh my God, you know.
Right. I heard a trick the other day to trick yourself. If you're having a hard time with positive thoughts, is stick a pencil in your mouth and it creates a smile.
It does.
And so your body, you're not your body, your spirit is saying you're smiling.
Right.
So yeah.
You smiling.
Put what in your mouth? I'm
a
sorry,
pencil.
Put what in your mouth?
A pencil or a pen, because
it makes
a smile on your face.
Got it.
Oh.
Got it.
So, little tricks.
Right. And, you know.
I haven't heard that before.
We'll have to try it, John, huh?
I know. There was a trick that a friend of mine, well, a teacher of mine slash friend, taught me a long time ago, that if you say something negative, then you go cancel, cancel, cancel. You say cancel three times, which cancels out any of the negativity that you were putting into the situation.
Right. Correct. And right. That's really important that people understand that, because so many do not realize that they can't cancel. We're having to go back to the basics with a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important you brought that out.
Well, with a lot of people, they're just waking up now.
Right.
They don't know anything about this. And I think that's fabulous. That's what you and I and you ladies and I are here to do.
Right.
Help people get to where they need to go.
Exactly. Right. Right. You know, and the one thing is, I worked with somebody yesterday to connect in with, you know, Mother Earth, right? To bring that energy up, in, right? And then bringing the source into her. And it was amazing, and it was so profound to see the change that happened in her. Mm-hmm. She's been wanting to feel. She's been wanting to see. She's been wanting to do anything. And she was finally able to see colors. And I said, push through that color. Then push through another color. And when she came out of that, you know, she kind of leaned forward. I grabbed her a couple times, right? So I didn't want her to fall, right? You know, the energy is real strong. And it was like, wow, she just totally woke up to everything yesterday. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, now you got it. You know, and that's her way of starting now.
Exactly. 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 We're, you know, I don't know that we're here to be quote unquote psychics anymore, like
no.
we used to be.
No,
our
we're not.
Job is to help people. Our job is to help people get to where they need to be, however that is.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Right.
Yes.
And
yeah.
confirmation. A lot of
right.
people are coming to me for confirmation, which
right.
is fabulous. That's what I want.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do want. I mean, I might call you or call somebody else and say, hey, I've got this feeling. Is this right or is
right.
it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because yeah. it's something we all need to check on things, no matter. You, me, whoever, the 30 years we've been teaching and doing
right.
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still want to check to make sure that we're doing our job correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
did we get this information correctly? So that's one
right.
thing, you know, people kind of go, okay, well, you know, we need to do that. So, but we need to take a quick break again, and we're going to come back with some more fantastic talk about John working all over the United States and around the world. So we're back with more of the Silver Guy Show in just a minute.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back, everyone. We're with John Skirman, renowned psychic and world traveler, and he has been everywhere. So I want to give the call-in number one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. John, let's talk about the traveling you've done and work with people all over the United States.
Well, I used to travel with a group called Body, Mind, Spirit, and we go into areas and do a psychic fair for a weekend. We'd set up, do a psychic fair, and then I'd fly home. And I did that for 3 years, 18 weekends a year.
Wow.
This is a lot of travel. And we were everywhere from Seattle to the Orlando, Florida, and below, and the Carolinas, and Chicago, and California, and Texas, and Colorado, and you know, I was in New Orleans a couple of times, and I was all over the map there for a while. And it's interesting, the people that you get to meet, whether it's stars, whether it's music people, you know, headliners in music, politicians, whoever. You know, I always say I read from hookers all the way to politicians. I don't care who they are. They're just people to me.
No, I agree with you, John. And that's where your ego's not involved and you're not having that, you know, I'm not going to work with you because you don't do this. You know what I'm saying? You're not.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do that. I don't do that at all.
Right. I've had people come up to me and say, I really need a healing. I need a reading. You know, can you help me? And I have people that have just been able to say, thank you, which is fine for me because I know the universe will provide. Mm-hmm. Or a thank you card. You know, it's okay. You know, and when I'm led that way, I do that. You know, and it's all right. So you travel with this group and you worked with all these people, as you said, from hookers to politicians. And how was that for you spiritually? That's a question I want to know.
Well, you know, to me, it's a blessing. A lot of people, when they do readings for people, they get worn out after 2 or 3 hours. I don't. I get mad energy and I'm up and running and let's go do it.
Right.
And it's no matter where it is in the world that I've done readings, you know, I get phone calls from all over the world, but I've been in England and Scotland, Wales, Italy, France, Africa. No matter where you're at, you're still a person, and you get the same. It doesn't matter. Energy is energy, correct?
Right. Correct.
So that's what it is. That's about connecting to the energy.
Mm-hmm. I know, like for me and stuff, when I do healings, right? I love doing healings, and I amp up my energy so strong. And it's like I could go all day, and then by the time I'm done, and I get home in my car, it's like, bam, I'm crashed back down, but then I do my grounding and my meditation, right? Mm-hmm. And the next day I'm ready to do them again, you know, or my readings or whatever I'm doing, right? And, but with this new energy that's come in, or ancient, however you want to put it, because it's so home to me, it's made things easier. Has it made things easier for you?
Yes, it has.
Good, I'm
glad. Sometimes I wonder, you know, is it me? Is it, I don't know where that energy is coming from, but I just go with the flow of it.
Right, right.
But for me, it's about staying grounded at all times.
Right.
When I'm going in to do a big fair, or I've got a lot of clients during the day, I do my best at all times to keep grounded. So I always wear leather-soled shoes, which allows the earth energy to come up. The plastic in the shoes,
rubber and
like
stuff.
The rubber, yeah, that cuts off the energy.
Yeah, you know, I understand that, but you know, with me, I have to take my shoes off, like even right now. But with I have to have them off, so I'm staying grounded.
Well, I have a question.
I got it.
I have a question, though. I mean, I've heard about the, you know, rubber soles on your shoes that are keeping, you know, us from grounding. My question is, if it's with intent, does it matter about the shoes? If you're with intent to ground? I mean, what if you're in the street and you need to ground?
It certainly will dissuade or temper the energy, yes.
Okay. So, take your shoes off.
Well, yeah. My feet stink, so I, you know, I sweat through the bottom of my feet, so I don't do that around clients. If I'm at home, I'm always in my stocking feet or barefoot.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
You know, I prefer to just go barefoot. I don't like socks. I don't like shoes.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
We need to wear them.
Right. So, and our energy can hold on to that. You know, our feet can hold on to some energy, and yeah, it can sometimes smell, and we don't like that, but it happens to us. I couldn't say. That's why I'd rather go with no shoes in the snow. I'm happy.
Well, and you know, it's about being grounded, isn't it?
Right.
Okay, so if you will notice, a lot of psychics, a lot of intuitives are either heavy set or they smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's part of grounding.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And
those are ways to ground.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I got a couple excuses now.
Well...
Because I tell everybody, you know, I smoke, and I said, it's my way of grounding. And they're going, really? I said, it really is my way of grounding.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine, too. I'm a smoker. I always have been. I probably always will be.
Yeah.
I don't believe it can hurt me whatsoever.
No.
But it is a fabulous way to ground.
Yes.
You know, if you're working a fair and you've been at it for a couple of hours, I'll just say, here, sit down, shuffle the cards. I got to go outside for a minute. Everybody knows that I'm going out to have a cigarette.
Right.
Now, whether it's one puff or the whole cigarette, that's enough to ground me.
Right.
Now, I'm not telling people to start smoking at all.
No.
This is my way of doing it.
Right.
I love you, John. Because on our show, it's about being your truthful self, right? Just be your true, authentic self. And,
well, that's how I am. So.
Right. And, you know, and this is what I'm going to say. You know, a lot of us that are metaphysical, spiritual, whatever you want to call us, right? We still have a drink once in a while. Yes, I drink my tea. Yes, I drink, you know, and we're normal. You know, they get this, they think when they see us that we don't do any of this, so they can't do it, right?
Thank you. That's a really good point, because a lot of people will put psychics, will put teachers, people that, you know, channel whatever they're doing, whatever service they provide, they think we're not normal people.
Right.
What people really have to realize is that we have normal lives.
Right.
You know, we're not perfect by any means.
Oh, no.
And, you know, if we go out and have a drink after work, or we have a little bit too much to eat, or, you know, a swear word comes out of our mouth that everybody goes, oh, my God.
I know.
It's not that, you know, people, we're real people just like everybody else is.
Right. And that's why I tell people, if you put me on a pedestal, don't even think about putting me on a pedestal. I'm here to do the same work that anybody else is here to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've had people say, I want you to be my guru. Oh, go to India. I'm not a guru to anybody.
Right. You know, I did a show. We're going to actually be doing a show on it, and I'd really like to have you on it. Be your own guru.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm going to do a seminar on that, and John, we'll have to get together because I don't want to be anybody's guru. I just want to give out the knowledge and what resonates with them. Mm-hmm. Take what doesn't. Don't take. Mm-hmm. And get the rest of somebody else.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's exactly it. We are here to give our knowledge.
Yep. Right.
Whether we're charging, giving a class on it or whatever.
Right.
We're here to impart our knowledge to empower
them.
These people to be able to do it themselves.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's like, what it's all about.
When I'm doing healings, you know, I tell my clients that you have this ability too, mm-hmm. to heal yourself. You know, you can come see me and I can help you, but if you don't go out and help yourself, you're going to come back and see me.
Right.
But you
right.
can do this
Correct.
Yourself.
Correct.
Once you learn how, you can do this yourself.
Well, and we all have that healing ability yes. inside of us. Every single yep. person on the planet mm-hmm. has their own healing yep. ability. So, different types of illnesses that I want to say it this way, people attract is usually from an emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're able to get through that emotional state,
yep.
that illness will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean by that,
Correct.
John?
Yeah. I get it completely.
Right. And so then they don't have to sit there and say, well, I'm allergic to this, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, our food systems are changing right now. And in the different light systems that they're working on. And mm-hmm. some of us are being affected by it, but it's a good way of being affected. I've been warned for what, 3-4 years to watch what I'm eating, to be careful because this was going to happen to me. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I didn't listen and it's happening and where my stomach hurts. I said, okay, that mm-hmm. food goes now,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's because it's, mm-hmm. it's not of a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really need.
And, you know, I don't know what you can't eat anymore. I'm finding out that anything to do with cows,
mm-hmm.
beef, uh-huh. mm-hmm. cheese, butter, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. unless it's super refined. Chicken and all that kind of stuff I can do really easily. But right. beef, I can't do it anymore.
No.
Whether it's the wheat that they're eating or the whatever it is, I don't have the capacity physically to do it.
Right, meat. Right. And sometimes I know that I'm not having really a problem with the meat. That would be, but it depends where I'm buying it and where I need to, and it's organic and no mm-hmm. chemicals are in the animals whatsoever, shots, nothing. So I have to be really careful where I get that. Yeah. So anyway.
And you have to be. And it's not, I'm not saying that I don't have a steak every once in a while because I do right. as human.
Right.
But, I do, I'm really careful about where I get it. If I go out to a restaurant, what restaurants, I make sure that, you know, it's all organic and where they got it from right. and it's aged right. properly and all the rest of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You guys are listening to Silver Guy Show with John Skerman, special guest, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bree, and Stephanie's sitting right next to me. Hey. She's waving like everybody's going to see her.
Hi, everybody.
Start nodding your head. We're here with renowned psychic John Skirman. We're going to talk about something we were talking about during the break, John, about protecting yourself. Why is it so important for people to protect themselves
every day?
Because we have a tendency to take on everybody else's stuff. There's a lot of empathic people out there. And when you're dealing with somebody... Another reason is because people have a tendency to cord you. And I don't know if you know what that is. But
yeah, of course,
Ethereal cords that we put out, whether our intention is or not, we cord people and tap into their energy. And if you're with a client or you're with a friend having dinner or you're with some in-laws and you leave that dinner and you're absolutely exhausted, that's because they've been using your energy. So there's a couple of ways you can do that. One of them is white light yourself.
Right.
Put a white bubble around yourself or egg. A lot of people use eggs and it's a pure white light. I find that a lot of people can't use that because they don't. Some of the people that are new to this energy, they can't use the pure white light. So what I always tell people to do is visualize themselves in a gold bubble. Fill it up with a pure color. Now, it can't be a muddy color, but it's like a stained glass color.
Right.
And then on the outside of the bubble, put a one-way mirror. So you can see out, but nobody else can see in unless it's for your highest and best good.
Right. So the mirror effect and stuff, and that's something we talk about. The one thing that I did for years and stuff is put myself in a pink bubble, and then the mirror's on the outside if necessary. Because... Yes. Nothing's going to get through that unconditional love. You know that as much as I do. But as healers, sometimes we forget to look at that and go, wait a minute. We need to set back and put that back up. But what's going to be really nice with the fifth dimension is the breastplates are going to be removed. All this armor is going to be removed off of us, and we're not going to have to do that. Aren't you excited about that?
I am. But in the meantime,
but in the meantime, we have to do some protection is very true. So I just like to let the listeners know what's coming up and why we're doing, you know, bringing up this information early. Cause I, you know, you get things early. I get things early. And I think it's important that they know that this we're headed this way, you know, and start working on now. So if like the things I had to do in sleep state, that I didn't know I was holding on to in this lifetime, from this lifetime, right? And there was stuff from when I was a little girl till now, you know, and it could have been like, so I had a pet skunk, right? And my brother played with my pet skunk, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I kept telling him, and you know, I'm a little kid and Bambi was out then, right? And I said, call, you know, his name was Flowers. Let's get right down to the real deal, speaking truth, right? And I said, leave my skunk alone. And my brother wouldn't leave the skunk alone. Well, he got sprayed. Okay. So there was a lesson for him in that. So that was something I held on to about a skunk, of all things. He didn't kill my skunk. Yeah. I was mad.
Well, you know, lessons come in all different ways and forms. So however we get them is how we get them.
I have a question for either one of you. You know, you were talking about the white, surrounding yourself in the white light, or surround yourself, you did, Bree, with the pink light. I had done the white, the pink, and now it's changed to blue. Is there a reason for that?
That's because the energy is changing, dear.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Have you noticed the different colors in the rainbows that have been
yes.
added?
Yep. That, and I've noticed more color in the clouds.
Yep.
Not just white, they're pink and purple and blue now. When I just look up, not like from a sunset, this is like during the day, just looking up. Yeah. So I figured that was more light spectrum.
Right.
Well, you know, energy on the planet is changing all the time as we are. We're just a mimic of the energy. Because, you know, the Earth travels in kind of a spiral eight, you know, the infinity symbol.
Yes.
And we're on the outer edge of one of those eight, the body of the eight.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of why we're going through what we're going through.
This is amazing times.
I know, isn't it amazing?
I love this.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Well, if you embrace it, yeah.
Right, right. I mean, right, I know a lot of people are, yes.
So, well, John, I really appreciate you being with us
yes,
today.
Yes, it's been fun.
And how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to johnskerman.com. I am on Facebook at John Skerman. You can get a hold of me on my telephone number is area code 206-409-4541. On Fridays, I'm in Bellevue, Washington at Stargazers Bookstore. I'm in, well, Tuesday afternoons. I'm just kind of all over the map, More Than Rocks on Wednesdays and some most Saturdays. But for those people out of town, they can find out about me at johnskerman.com. Or my telephone number again is 206-409-4541. And, you know, I do readings in person, and it doesn't matter to me if the person is sitting in front of me or is on the phone with me. It's the same energy. And people say, well, how can you do it on the phone? It's the same.
Right. Hey, John, can you spell your last name,
please?
Please.
Yes, it's Skyrman. I bring information out of the sky and give it to man.
Oh, I like that.
I like that too. Aww. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really
thank you, ladies, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Have a good day and blessed be. Bye bye.
Blessed be, dear. Bye.
Wasn't that fun having him on the show?
Oh yeah,
I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. It was just great to have him. He is amazing. The energy that he puts out, you know, everyone go to his website is John and then SKYRMAN.com. And he has so many things to offer from numerology to, past life, regression issues, whatever you need to get rid of, you know, is someone that I recommend. And I'm really picky who works on me and I work with. So, that is someone that you can deal with. Talk to and deal with. Also, he has a wonderful base that he works under, and you can catch him at the different psychic fairs also in Washington here, and when he travels wherever you can find him then. But it was great to have him on. I'm excited about that. So what'd you think?
That was fun.
I'm telling you,
I'm still the student, and I know you are too, but
we all are. We leave the planet, and then we keep studying more.
It's great that we have these people on and we get to hear how they're helping too. And I love that.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And so a lot of people, and he's right, you know, when he's talking about how they always say, oh, we're this way or that way, you know, whether you are a planetary worker or this or that, right? And, you know, and I do the planetary work, right? And so it's like people talk about that and they want to put us on this pedestal. And it's like, don't even do it. And John's absolutely right. No, we are just here to do this job. And not everybody's going to agree with what we do or say.
Right.
But we're here to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, look at all the things you've learned in the last 4 years since I've known you.
Oh, you know, I was thinking today, I appreciate every second I wake up because I never know what source is going to show me.
I'm telling you. And the goddess, I mean, you know, both of them, you know, we have a lot of work planned ahead. But I want to go back to the fifth dimension. Some people are ready to go into it right now and let yourself go. You have been going into it, by the way, and it's here. And when you start releasing all that junk, and it doesn't even matter, it can just pop up in your head, release it, get rid of it, you're heading there. And it only takes, and what's going to make this big change for us is the positive attitudes. And it's like 51% of us, as long as we get 51% of us there, we're going to be fine.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
I mean, things are changing in my home. And, you know, with my animals, with people I've been dealing with, and I had a great meeting yesterday, and I was in Bothell, and it was exciting for me, and I'm sitting there going, can you two just do that, and I'll just show up and do my work? And I was serious,
right?
You know? And I was asked one question because, it's almost time for us to get off there here. So I'll bring that question up next week.
Time?
Yeah, next week, because it will have to do with universal laws. So I want to thank everyone for joining us, for Bree and Stephanie. And we'll
keep protecting yourself.
Yeah. Bread you got. And loving yourself and everything else that you can do. Love yourself through it. Anyway, we'll see you next week on the Silver Guys Show. God's blessings.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree.
95, see dealer for details.
Your number